You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by Old Mutual Insure. Protect what built you.
One of the most important things in business is arguably trust, and that's trust between the business service provider, the business's customers, the business's referrals, and all manner of relationships in between. It's very difficult to build a business without trust, and we're going to be looking at this, and we're going to be taking a look at the importance of this in the context of a small businesses. I'm joined on the line by the executive for alternative channel solutions at Old Mutual Insure, Sean Vandenberg. Sean, thanks so much for taking the time. Lovely to have you on the show. What do we mean by trust? And more specifically, if we have to refer to something like a trust economy, what would that even look like for small businesses?
So, Jimmy, it's quite simple. In small businesses, trust is your word, right? So trust is built over years, but can be lost in seconds. So that's the commodity small business trades. So for SMEs, it's the cornerstone of their survival and sustainability and growth. If they're not there for their clients, that trust is lost, and so is the business. So just as the SMEs are always there for their clients, so should we also be as Old Mutual Insure, and we're committed to be there at every step of the growth of such a business.
Now, Sean, for some businesses, it can be a bit difficult to be there for their clients because the reality is businesses face many risks, everything from load shedding to perhaps receiving late payments from suppliers that they are supplied by. These sorts of things can cause unintended disruptions for businesses, and that can damage the element of trust that businesses have with their clients. Let's go through some of these risks and take a look at perhaps how businesses can plan for them and how businesses can just be better prepared for the risks.
Yeah, so Jimmy, it's quite important for a SME to walk a journey with a broker. So the risks are often hidden in plain sight. You often don't know what they are. Things like load shedding is unpredictable. One day you're on stage 6, one day there's no load shedding, all of a sudden it happens. What does that mean? You know, there's perishables that can go off, there are power surges that can happen, anything from electrical short circuit to your appliances or electrical equipment, or it's just some of the consumables, stocks, things like that go off. So it's very important that you don't almost underestimate some of the risks that you can have as an SME, because one loss can cause your business to either close down or suffer serious losses over a period of time.
Sean, you mentioned a broker. What do you mean by a broker, and what is the role of the broker then for a small business? If I'm a small business out there and I need to find a broker, how do I even go about the process, and what should I be looking for in a broker?
Okay, well, the first point is many SMEs don't have large finance teams, which is why a broker plays a crucial role. It's a cornerstone of your business. It's the broker is part of your business. It walks the journey with your business and should be seen as a trusted advisor to help you with real world needs and look at some of the things that you need covered, like a theft cover, goods in transit, or business interruptions. In order to find a broker, you know, ask a friend or someone around you in the area that has a well-known broker that assists you. But for convenience sake, you can go to Old Mutual Insure's website and you can find a broker that's close to your area to assist you. But the most important thing is to get a broker who can take the journey with you and show you some of these risks that you might miss around your business.
Sean, let's wrap up the conversation by taking a look at some of the protection measures you can put in place, some of the safeguards as a small business that you and your broker can put in place for the business. I know there's lots of business insurance products out there, and it's difficult to kind of find products that align with the business that you're in. But let's look at some of the basic products that most businesses would be able to put in from an insurance perspective and how these products can better protect small businesses.
Jimmy, the easiest thing to actually think about when you think of insurance is where would you need insurance at any given time in your business? Something like roadside assistance, it's often forgotten. If your vehicle is stranded next to the road, you know, do you have the time? Do you have the means to get that vehicle back on track? back to wherever it needs to be, to a service provider. Something like SwiftCare, which is the roadside assistance, can assist your business to get up and running as quick as possible. But there are other options like business interruption that also helps your business in terms of continuity. So if something happens to your business and the business can't continue, we bring in cover that covers that financial loss. Or often we would give you extra financial means to get whatever you need in that specific time just to get going again. So those type of things are things that you can often get as insurance companies, but don't forget the normal things like theft and fire protection. That is a standard insurance cover that any business would need in any unfortunate event, yeah.
The foundation of every good business is a trust, and maintaining that trust requires you to make some really important decisions where it relates to your business. Some of those important decisions include speaking to a broker, speaking to a financial services provider that can help you better protect your business so that your business can better protect others out there. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to Sean for those insights and for the time. That is the Executive for Alternative Channel Solutions at Old Mutual Insure, Sean Vandenberg, joining us to take a look at the importance of trust and how to build a small business in today's trust economy.
This interview is brought to you by Old Mutual Insure. Protect what built you.
So you thought you were building a business in this economy, but day by day, somehow it grew. You kept going when the freezer didn't freeze, the bucket didn't budge, and the bank balance barely blinked. So you thought you were building a business. You weren't. It was building you. Because this isn't just what you do anymore. It's who you are. And you don't trust just anybody to protect it. Chat to your broker about Old Mutual Insure Business Insurance. Protect what built you. Old Mutual Insure Limited is a licensed FSP and non-life insurer.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.